And now, Elmer Davis.
The Battle of London goes on in its 12th night. 7 German attacks today failed to get beyond the outskirts of the city, though they dropped bombs along the lower Thames and, according to Berlin reports, hit the Tilbury docks and some oil tanks. Several large waves that flew in across Kent by daylight were stopped by British fighters that waited for them in 2 layers, one high above the other, the upper group of defenders diving down on the German bombers and forcing them down toward the guns of those below. But at dusk, an 8th raid on the capital began, the Germans coming up the river and across country from the south, and after several hours fighting, some of them got through. A number of heavy bombs were dropped in the West End, the residential and shopping district that took such a hard pounding last night, and latest reports are that there is much more dive bombing tonight than hitherto, which gives the Germans a better chance to pick their targets. The British are now talking about their secret weapon, which is said to have been successful against planes in small vital areas, but evidently it has not yet been used in the defense of London. Last night's British raids on Germany hit the ports of Hamburg and Bremen and the railroad center at Hamm, and there is much indignation in the German papers because bombs at Hamburg wrecked some apartment houses and caused some civilian casualties. The gale that has been blowing up the channel died down today, and convoys of German shipping were again seen moving westward along the continental coast. Accordingly, British bombers tonight gave forts on the opposite shore the hardest pounding they have received yet, all the way from Dunkirk to Cherbourg. Despite the scattering of German shipping by the storm, and the rumor that many small vessels that the Germans had seized in Norway had been returned to their owners, as if the planned invasion had been given up, the British are evidently resolved to take no chances. Another consequence of the storm was seen today when British barrage balloons, torn from their moorings by the wind, drifted as far east as Sweden and even Finland. The Italians are not making too much of their capture of Sidi Barrani, 60 miles inside the Egyptian frontier. There was sharp fighting before the town was taken, with air forces and armored units engaged on both sides. The Italian communique speaks of the tenacious resistance of the British, and apparently the losses were considerable. Italian mechanized columns are now moving along the coast road towards the British base at Marsa Matruh, but it is admitted that the fire of the British fleet can hamper this movement and also pound Sidi Barrani itself. The whereabouts of the Italian fleet are still unknown. Italian aviators bombed a British squadron in the Aegean, while British flyers were bombing Italian bases at Derna and Benghazi and sinking a destroyer. But it looks as if an Italian advance eastward in force will need naval support. And the Italian news agency Stefani says that before abandoning Sidi Barrani, the British salted the wells. This, if true, is a still further handicap to the invaders, for water is one of the chief problems of any army in Egypt. The German Foreign Minister von Ribbentrop arrives in Rome tomorrow for a consultation which the Italians say may plan an attack on Gibraltar with Spanish support. But the Spanish minister, Serrano Suñer, who is now in Berlin, has been talking of the recovery of Gibraltar only after the Axis powers have established their new order in Europe. In Washington, the Senate debated the excess profits tax bill while the Army let a big contract for anti-aircraft searchlights. Mr. Wilkie's trip through the Southwest by train and plane brought him tonight to San Bernardino, California, where he said that Senator Hiram Johnson, whom he described as a fighting, fearless liberal, was his boyhood idol. 2 days ago, in Kansas, he said that about Walter Johnson. In speeches at his various stops, he said that rehabilitation of our domestic economy is the front line of defense, and that's the news to this moment.